This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cam Hayward on what they've got to do with this defense.
Steeler defense, you don't win a lot of games when you give 42 points. I ain't calling nobody out. As a leader, I gotta play better. Just got to stress at home.
They've got to play better. So let's go down the path here, Colin. There's two different ways things can go Monday night in Tampa. They can win, they can lose. Although we've seen already they could tie. But really, they can play well on defense or they cannot play well against the Tampa offense that's looked really good so far this season. We'll save the good stuff for a couple minutes from now. But let's start with, what if this team goes to Tampa and this defense gets its doors blown off again?
Well, then I think Keith Butler's job should be in the balance. It's tough to change coordinators in the middle of the season. Mm-hmm. It would be really tough to do that. You've seen it before. It's worked out for Baltimore the one year that they made the run. They did it with Cam Cameron, you know.
Right.
But it would be, if they get beat again, then that would be, you don't just go back to what's happened this year. You go back to the Jacksonville game.
Right.
And Keith Butler hasn't shown growth. They went and they change schemes, and it's just not working out. I hate to call, and it's a painful part of our job, and it's not fun to do this. But I would say that, and I don't think that it's not the Steeler way. It's not the way they operate. It's not the way they do business. But if they get crushed in Tampa, Fitzpatrick throws it all over their head, mm-hmm. and they look confused again, I think an organization would do well to really look at the job status of Keith Butler. And I think that I'd show him the door.
It's gotten to that point where, and you look at it, Ray Fittipaldo wrote about this in the Post-Gazette this morning, and we'll have him on tomorrow to talk about it in more detail. But this goes back to the loss of Ryan Shazier. And this team has not overcome that. And look, I understand you don't replace Ryan Shazier with a single person. But they had an offseason to try and do so. They didn't. And they've also had an offseason in the first 2 weeks this season to try and scheme around it. And they tried to do their best, and their best has just not been enough.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't been enough at all. And, you know, it feels like they changed schemes to try to make up for one player. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that makes the most sense. And what I would do is I would make probably Jerry Olsavsky or maybe John Mitchell the defensive coordinator in the interim.
Yeah.
Because you still have John Mitchell around. It would most likely be John Mitchell.
Yeah, he's got the seniority and the leadership.
Right, and he's a guy who can oversee everything. Because right now he's kind of an adjunct professor, I guess, mm-hmm. With the Pittsburgh Steelers. Actually, he's a professor emeritus.
Yeah,
of the
that's
defense.
A good way to put it, yeah.
It's kind of what he's doing right now. Because you brought in Dunbar to kind of backfill and get ready to coach that position. So you have both guys doing that and Carl Dunbar.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be John Mitchell as the coordinator, and you just kind of limp through this year and see what you can do, see if you can make any hay with Mike Tomlin and with John Mitchell leading the defense. But Keith Butler, it's not going to be Mike Tomlin. He's not going to get fired in week 3.
No.
But if they get killed on Monday night, if they get crushed on Monday night, it won't happen, but I think that's what should happen.
It should. It absolutely should. And this starts to come back on Mike Tomlin to an extent. You're right. They're not going to give Mike Tomlin his walking papers, nor should they at this point. But he's responsible for this. He's taken up much of the responsibility on the defensive side of the ball as they've decided to keep Keith Butler on. This is Mike Tomlin's decision to move forward in this direction, and it's got to be put on him. This is his responsibility. Now, we talk about how it's his responsibility in some respects to get the locker room under control and to get guys under control on social media. This is another thing. He's got to get control of the defense and get it pointed in the right direction.
They have to draft better. They have to develop
better.
That's
part of it, yeah.
I mean, you look at who they've drafted and where they've drafted these guys, and they're just not good enough. You got to see a lot more out of Bud Dupree. We've lost a decade of rushing the passer between Bud Dupree and between Jarvis Jones in this town. You've lost a decade of it in a really, really important position.
And corner is an extremely important position on any defense. So what happened? You went out and got Artie Burns.
Well, Joe Haden got hurt.
Well, no, and I'm not talking specifically about the last 2 weeks
but
or
Joe
week
Hayden
and a half.
Gets hurt a lot.
Right, so, but even before Joe Hayden was here, and you had to go out and get Joe Hayden.
Right.
Because Artie Burns wasn't good enough to hold down that number one job on his own. So you're talking about first-round draft picks that routinely are not filling the kind of roles they should be filling. Sean Davis is what, a second-round
pick? Yes.
And he has not become the impact playmaker he was supposed to become on the back end.
Yeah, it's become problematic. And John Bostic, for as good as he's been, he's still not going to be able to fill that role in the middle. And Vince Williams, I don't know what he's shown this year. I guess he's been okay, but you know, you give him that money, he needs to be better.
He's better than okay.
Right. He needs to be really, really good. I don't know what the potential fix is, but you asked the question, if we're playing it one side right now,
right.
If they get crushed on Monday night, I think that you should seriously, deeply look into Keith Butler's job.
Yeah.
I don't know if they will, though.
It's got to be on the line. Now,
Jim, let's say it's 35-7. Let's say it's 42-10 on Monday night, and they get crushed.
Well, I think it's almost worse if it's like it was last time, 42-37. You know what I mean? In other words,
okay.
You score enough points to win.
Let's say it's that.
But either way, should
Keith Butler be shaking in his boots?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but so should the head coach.
But they're not going to get rid of the head coach
no.
in the middle of the season. Would they get rid of Keith Butler in the middle of the season?
Yeah,
and have John Mitchell run the defense.
It would be unusual, but yeah, you could do that, especially if Tomlin's taking more ownership in the responsibility on that side of the ball, as we were told happened at some point last year. And since he's done that, things haven't gotten any better.
No, and it's not in their MO to make a coordinator switch in the middle of the season, but it's also not in this organization's MO to go through the first 3 weeks without a win.
But you can also, it's been done. I mean, you go way back when basically Ron Earhart got stripped of his offensive coordinator responsibilities through midway through the season. They get fired, but no longer was the play caller.
Look around the NFL, Cam Cameron, look at that situation with Cam Cameron in Baltimore. They went on to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's happened.
Super Bowl.
That's happened. I don't think that they would make a change per se, but I think that they would. It's tough to change in the middle of a season, but it's not the middle of the season yet. It's still the beginning.
Well, yeah, and if you're 0-2-1, drastic measures need to be taken. You're at the point. You made the point of Mike Tomlin having a hot seat. I mean, the easiest way to heat up his seat is to say, go in and fix the defense, whether it involves firing Keith Butler or not, fix the defense.
Well, there were some things that were said yesterday that were just that were quizzical in the locker room. You had, and real quick, I know we got to get to a break, but yesterday you had in where Jeremy Fowler reported from ESPN that this is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And that Bud Dupree said, I don't think we gave him enough credit being Mahomes. I think he was better than we thought. I feel like his intelligence was better than we thought. He didn't snap the ball fast, so he was really trying to read us, see where the weaknesses were before he snapped. Many young quarterbacks can't really check like that. He showed us otherwise. So they were caught off guard. How many times under Keith Butler are teams or individuals going to keep being better than we thought?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, how many times is that going to come out after games?
How many times are they going to be unprepared, essentially, from play to play? Guys running in off the sideline at the last second. Guys not getting calls right. That comes back on the coordinator.
Absolutely.
And they've had that team's number, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.